Sup, people? Momo's here today.
This is Meghan Trainor. I like her.
Yeah, it's all about the bass. Cool.
I saw her in concert in Vegas.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did a show at the Cosmopolitan or something.
She's Isn't like, that her big song? It's all about the bass?
Yeah, I think that's the, there's one or two more, but that's those. This is the one.
Yeah. All right, so Momo, you don't know what quiet quitting is, do you know?
No.
Okay, so quiet quitting is a thing that the Gen Z is doing.
Oh.
Okay, where they kind of go halfway on their, like they're doing their jobs, but they've kind of quietly
just not feeling
quit.
It.
They're not passionate about their jobs.
Yeah.
So now there's a brand new thing called Bare Minimum Monday, where Gen Z said, I'm just going to do the bare minimum today.
So it's like the professional equivalent of ghosting someone.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
But I mean, Bare Minimum Monday is totally not cool. You show, you just had the weekend, get in there and work hard. Otherwise you're going to have, I just got fired Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
But nobody gets fired anymore. Like, that's the thing, is that it's such a tight labor market that people don't get fired anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you do a bad job and, like, there's no repercussions.
They still need you.
Yeah. Warm body better than nobody.
Yes. I suppose. Well, if you're just doing that didn't really do what I wanted to do.
What did you want it to do?
I don't know. I wanted to be funny. It wasn't funny.
Well, you have to say more than that.
Yeah. Well, that turned out not funny.
I mean, it was a little funny with the, like, fired on Friday.
I stole it from Bill Maher, but it's still.
Well, because that's why it didn't work. It's because you stole it from somebody.
Oh, come on.
Well,
I steal everything from everybody
right.
at all times.
But if this was something that you actually thought of yourself, you're like, this would be funny, then it probably would have been. But you stole it from somebody else, so it didn't work.
I mean, I gave you a good response. I didn't know what
quite
quitting was.
Oh, you immediately went to labor market, and it's like,
This is the job equivalent of ghosting.
You turned into Jim Cramer. It's a very tight labor market.
That's true. That was kind of lame. But I did say that this is the work equivalent of ghosting someone.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You could have picked up on that and gone someplace with it, but you were done.
Anyway, bit didn't work.
It's all right.
Nobody bats 1,000.
No, I do love that you said, I was trying to be funny. I wasn't funny.
Sorry. It's not even
Tuesday. I
mean,
you literally had like all week to work on this.
That's my whole act today. So the Rams have done, let me see. I'm looking at their free agency right now.
Not much.
What have they done so far? Nothing. They haven't done a thing.
Yep.
So players are jumping all over the place. Jimmy G to the Raiders. Aaron Rodgers, apparently, they're just waiting to sign the contract, and he's going to wind up with the Jets. The Rams have done nothing. Now, I want to point something out. I found this piece of sound from Sean McVay, and this, I think, gives me reason for optimism. Hit that, Jorge.
I'm really committed to not having this become a story every year, because I know that's probably something that people are asking or wondering. And I don't take that lightly. That was why the reflection, you know, because there was never a doubt whether you wanted to coach again. It's really just, are you going to be able to have the appropriate perspective to be the best version of yourself for the players and the coaches? And I feel confident that can exist moving forward. But it is exciting because of all the different things that we have ahead of us. And working with these coaches over the last few weeks, I've been really excited. You know, you talk about the offensive group with Mike LaFleur, a guy that I've known for a long time, obviously a close relationship with that family. He's an excellent coach with a lot of different backgrounds, great ownership and understanding of all 22, and similar foundational philosophies, but he has some, you know, differences that will help add.
Yeah, I already got the part I wanted. Just cut that off.
Do you ever listen to Sean and just kind of like tune out because it all sounds the same?
Robo coach, but here's the thing. The thing I got out of that more than anything,
I have no idea what that means,
was that Sean McVay is not going to do the dance after every season, whether to jump to TV or retire for a while or whatever that is.
Okay.
He's here for the long haul. So if the Rams are going into a rebuild, if that's the scenario, Sean's fully in on that.
Right.
And is going to ride that out with this team and with this organization. So that, to me, is a positive thing that Rams fans can grab onto.
I feel confident that can exist moving forward. But
was that just some more random McVay?
Was that the part?
No, that wasn't even the part, was it?
Or he says he's confident in whatnot.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what you said on your clip. Yeah.
I mean, I'm confident today as I walk in this studio that we're going to do a show and we're going to be here and we're going to look at each other and we're going to talk.
Yes.
Is that?
No, but he wasn't. That's the point.
Okay.
He was not sure if he was going to come back. And the annoyance would be every year this dance of, well, is he going to stay or is he going to leave? It sounds to me from that clip like he's here.
I didn't get that. But then again.
What do you mean you didn't get that?
I don't know what the part of him saying, like, I'm in this. Did he actually say I'm in this for the long haul no matter what?
Jorge, go back to the beginning of that. So he was asked about, you know, retirement and whether you're going to consider retirement, continue considering it. Hit that, Jorge.
Wondering. And I don't take that lightly. That was why the reflection, you know, because there was never a doubt whether you wanted to coach again. It's really just, are you going to be able to have the appropriate perspective to be the best version of yourself for the players and the coaches? And I feel confident that.
I mean, I think he's talking about the reflection he did after last year.
Right, but look, if he came back, if this is a rebuild.
Yeah.
And
that's kind of, I see where you're going.
Why would he come back?
To start a rebuild
and not
finish.
To start a rebuild. Right.
Can I get the right perspective to go into the season knowing it's a rebuild?
Yes.
And that I still want to coach, but I still think there's a hedge in there. He's not saying, he's saying, are you going to come back with the appropriate perspective? That doesn't mean I'm not going to have the same reflection next year.
She's right.
No, I don't think she is.
I think she absolutely
is. Yeah, no, I think
there's nothing
wrong.
In there that said I'm in it for the long
wrong.
Haul.
I think you're both wrong.
I think you just want us both to be wrong.
Yeah, you're both wrong.
And I'm with you, Momo.
I mean, like, there's nothing. There's why no come back?
Okay, if this is a rebuild, and I'm not.
Right. It's a remodel, by the way. They're not rebuilding.
It's a remodel, but remodel may be a nice way to say rebuild.
You know, you need far less permits.
It's all about languaging things. It's a remodel. It's not a rebuild.
It matters. I agree.
But what my sense of that clip is that McVay talked about his idea that he was going to leave. The idea that he might retire for a while, go to TV, all that stuff. And he said, literally, this is not going to be an every year thing.
So how many years do you think, guaranteed, how many years would you guarantee for McVay to be here?
Five?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, I think five.
I think you can get away with two.
If
Momo?
You're
how long is the contract that the Amazon guys have?
10 years.
Yeah, how long is the contract of the Fox guys? Like, that's, to me, there's not a job open that makes sense for him to go to right now. Is there a job?
I'm sure he could have gotten a TV job if he wanted it.
I think if Brady goes on TV and sucks, they'll call Sean next year.
Boy, you guys are mishearing this whole thing.
I mean, I understand your point. Is that can Sean get his mind in a place where he's going to start a rebuild, and you don't go to the start of a rebuild without intending to finish it?
Correct. Why come back?
Why start a rebuild and then not do it?
Why be on the ground floor of it if you're not going to be there when the house is finished?
Right. Okay, so let's take a guy like Greg Popovich.
Okay.
Pop is the all-time wins leader in the NBA.
He's in a rebuild.
He is in a rebuild, and he's like 70-something years old, like maybe 71, 72. And for years, we've all been wondering, who's going to take over for Pop? How much longer is Pop going to do this? And he is taking all these L's this year.
Right.
And that's a big deal in coaching circles for you to take those L's on your record. But he can do it because he's already the all-time winner. And I'm not sure that he's going to finish this rebuild. I think he's taking all the L's. They're going to hope they get Wembanyama or Scoot.
Right.
And maybe they do, maybe they don't. And even if they do, I think Pop is there for like maybe a year or two more, maybe. Maybe.
Well, but there's an age factor there.
Yeah, but why take the L's? Why go through the beginning of a rebuild?
If you're not staying to see
the... If you're not staying to see the end. I mean, do I think he's going to be there 10 more years? No.
This is a random tweet. I don't even think this was tweeted at me. This is at Lake something.
It's okay.
The Rams in rebuild mode is depressing AF. If we had to lose Ramsey, at least make it worth it.
Yeah.
Wagner said, peace out. Allen Robinson went out. Leonard Floyd is gone. I don't know how some teams win it all and still contend. The Rams definitely don't have the formula. Snead is on the hot seat, in my opinion. Now, Snead is not on the hot seat. He just put together a team that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But on this particular day, at this particular moment, I am prepared for the worst.
I mean, it's fair to talk about that because, like, what Wagner left.
Bobby Wagner.
Bobby Wagner. Wagner left because he wanted to win.
Yes. Yeah.
Ramsey went for a third-round pick.
Yeah, which was not enough.
Nothing.
Third-round pick and some guy who has barely played, tight end who barely played.
Right. Apparently, he wanted it for a month. He said on Twitter that he wanted to be gone
Month. We've known he was going to be traded
for six weeks. But the fact of the matter is
that
people
want
out.
I mean, we went back and forth on text this year.
Right.
The Rams were always going to trade Jalen Ramsey. They didn't want to invest $60 million in Jalen Ramsey.
They are not trying to win next year. What it sounds like from these players is that the Rams are not trying to win. Do you not hear something different?
Listen, here's the thing. I don't think in this town, in this market, you can afford to tank. You can't afford to tank. The team, the franchise has been here for 7 years, I think, 8 years. 8 years now?
Yep.
Yeah, 2015, I believe.
People have spent a lot of money on seat licenses and tickets and all that stuff that goes along with it. And it would be a major step back to just tear it down. I hope to God the Rams are not just tearing it down.
They might be. Here's the thing. If you're tearing it down, in basketball, when you trade somebody, you get like first-round picks. So like, what did they give up for Jalen Ramsey? Was it first-round picks?
What did they give up for?
They traded for him
in first-round picks, yeah.
Right, so you got to get back what you put in.
Well, it's tougher.
It was the same situation. He needed a contract extension.
But he was a cost-controlled guy at that point, so he was worth more. Now,
so he gave up.
He wants a contract. He's supposed to make 20, and then he wants an extension, which is not the game the Rams are playing right now.
So they sent a first-round draft pick in 2020 and 21 and a fourth-rounder in 2021.
Right, but he was a cost-controlled guy.
Sure. I'm just saying they gave
up. Now he's a $20 million a year guy.
They gave up two first-round picks and a fourth-round pick and got a third-round back.
F them picks.
That's not generally how you want to play those. You know?
F them picks.
It worked.
I mean, it worked.
You got a title out of it.
And also in football, you can reload a little faster. You went to two Super Bowls
and you won one.
I mean, if they take the savings from this and put it into some linemen, and Stafford really is okay.
Yeah. Well, look, if you're really tearing it down, why not trade one of the big three?
Ooh.
If you're really tearing it down,
you probably get the most for Cup if you did go and try and trade all three, one of the three.
Oh, I think Aaron Donald.
He's kind of on his way out. Like he's talked about wanting to retire. He's on a shorter deal. Cup is younger, going to be around for a lot longer. Wide receiver, but one of the best receivers.
It would be so awful to see one of those guys traded. And I know there's been speculation about Stafford, and Les Snead had said, no, he's one of the pillars of this franchise, one of the pillars of this organization. Mike Lombardo, I think, is the guy that said, Mike Lombardi is the one that said, no, they're shopping him.
Yes. But, I mean, how long do you think Stafford has left in the league? Do you go?
No, he's 35 years old in a league where quarterbacks play, you know, into their 40s.
Not with back problems. I just think, like, if you're going to go after someone, shouldn't you start be looking at backup quarterbacks or a different type of quarterback, maybe one in the draft? You can get him later, the best draft
they've got is a third rounder right now.
Right, no, you're not getting one of the top guys. Hmm. But also, you could tank, if you're going to tank this year and go after Caleb.
Well, that's, okay. Hmm. If you're going to tank and get Caleb Williams, I'd be willing to suffer through a terrible season because I think Caleb Williams is the next big thing. But I cannot imagine that the Rams are going to sail on
that
next
badly.
Season. No, they're not going to be that bad.
I mean, if you think McVay is saying what you think he's saying,
yes,
it's actually kind of admirable.
Yeah,
that he's not pulling a Pete Carroll and leaving the team right before they get all the NCAA sanctions.
No,
it's kind of admirable.
He's also, I mean, if they are in a, by the way, I'm just going to keep saying if they are in a rebuild because I don't know yet.
Remodel.
A remodel. McVay wants to be there for all the pieces that come together for the team's next run.
I get that.
The franchise or the team will be built in kind of his image, his concept, his idea,
yeah.
his players that he's looking for. That's why I think it's not just a one-year thing for McVay. I think he's here for a run. But, oh, God, I don't think the Rams can afford to just
Well, I mean, you have to also look at what else is in the division. The 49ers are good, but they have questions at quarterback now. Jimmy Garoppolo just signed with the Raiders.
Yeah, let's talk about that coming up next. Jimmy Garoppolo,
Purdy's out for however long.
We're waiting on Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. That apparently is going to happen. We'll have it for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Very rarely do we get Taylor Swift on this show.
Only when I'm here.
Yeah, it's for Momo.
JJ Briones plays that for me.
JJ! So, I pull off the freeway every day, and there are squeegee guys.
Yeah.
So, I don't carry cash. So, I feel badly when they jump out and do my windshield, because I just do one of these, like...
Yeah.
No cash.
Yeah, but for the people listening, you have to say...
It's shrug hands and then money sign.
Right.
Shrug hands, money sign.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. So do I start carrying cash? Do I start waving the squeegee guy off, saying I don't have any money? What's the proper etiquette for that?
So this is an interesting question because a lot of people have gone cashless now.
Yeah, I don't carry it.
And you know, like when I'm walking from my car at the parking garage here to Crypto... There's all the hot dog vendors out there.
Oh, I love the
You know, they all take the cash app.
I love the smell of that.
Me too.
Yeah, it's such a great LA tradition.
And there's always like 50 of them. So I'm like, how do they all make money? Is there really enough business to support 50 hot dog vendors? Aren't you guys kind of like diluting?
That's a fair question.
Right? There's like, you know,
because a lot of people walk by, but not a lot of people buy. Bergman, how are there 50 hot dog vendor people with the sizzling grill outside sporting events?
You need to have options. Like if you want to be able to just walk right up and get your hot
have
dog,
you ever
right?
bought one?
Of course I've had a street
how
dog.
Often
I've gotten them. Not I don't get them very much anymore because they look too good and they smell too good. But
the only
I'm
place they don't
them.
Allow them is Dodger Stadium.
Look, you go here, just go to the crypto.com, you go to a Laker game. They're all lined
they're
up
everywhere.
But
they're
all
they all
have there. The Cash App signs, like people there now, the hot dog carts, like they'll
so you
have
Venmo
a sign
them or something
where you can either Cash App, Venmo, or Zelle. They're like, we accept, here, use your QR code and send it.
They're also really expensive now, right?
Yeah, they
like
are.
What's
they've
for a street dog now
up. It's like 12 bucks.
12
what?
bucks?
10 to 12 bucks. Yeah,
for a dog.
Yeah. It's,
oh, that's
it's expensive, right, Jorge?
Yeah, and they take Venmo,
JJ?
Cash App, and everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a lot.
So, like, I'm wondering if a squeegee guy can go with the Venmo. Can you Venmo him?
Can you
something?
Venmo a squeegee guy? That's a very good concept.
Ask him.
I would totally Venmo.
Would
the
you
guy.
Really?
Yeah.
But are
I
you
had a
asking
bad
him to
once.
Actually squeegee?
No, I'm not asking, and I'm actually waving him off.
Yeah.
Then you don't.
And making
him.
The cash sign. Then
know,
he
then
goes ahead and cleans the windshield anyway. And I'm like, well, I don't have any money.
Well, then you told them no.
And what
anyway.
Happens when you drive off? Do they get mad? Are they looking at you like, hey, man?
No, they're kind of like resigned to the whole thing. They're doing everybody's windshield.
Okay.
Though. Everybody's windshield, I guess, whether they pay or not. Anyways.
If you're telling them no, then you shouldn't have
yeah,
to
I'm
do
sorry,
it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Shrug hands, no cash.
Turn on your wipers. You got to turn on your wipers and they walk away.
Oh, good idea. Turn on the wipers.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, because I There's a gas station nearby here, which is kind of like the closest one to crypto.
Right.
That sometimes I would stop by.
It's way too expensive, and it's the one where I fill up all the time.
All the time. Because, like, oh, shoot.
The one with the fried chicken and stuff like that.
That one, I know which one you're talking about. Not that one. I'm talking about the one that's a little further down.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What street is that? Olympic.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little east on Olympic from where we are. So I go, like, late at night, I'll go there sometimes because it's the closest one to the freeway that doesn't take me out of my way. And it's also way too expensive. And there's oftentimes a squeegee guy there. And it's like midnight, 12:30 at night.
Yeah.
That's not a safe thing. Like, even it doesn't matter who you are. Like, I don't want to, like, be talking to anyone or having an interaction at 12:30 at night.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
I'm a woman alone.
Yeah, right, right.
So I usually just say, no thanks, no thanks.
Okay, so as a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
Because you're a Raiders fan. Bergman, you're a Raiders fan.
Yeah.
To me, this should not have come as any surprise because I've been telling you for weeks and weeks and weeks that Jimmy G would be your quarterback. That officially happened today. Bergman, I thought of you first.
Thought of me first. So I don't have a problem with it.
What? You hated it.
Stop, come
originally.
On.
Now you're flipping your position. Not, where's Philly G?
Well, because I'll tell you exactly why.
Okay.
Because I still think they should still move up in the draft and still and go after a guy like CJ Stroud, get another quarterback. It's $22 million.
That's a good idea.
Go over the next 3 years. He is a bridge quarterback. He is a guy just to have been.
Oh, interesting. He's a bridge quarterback.
Jarrett Stidham is already, it was the backup. He's now gone. He's in Denver.
Right.
So go get somebody else. Get a CJ Stroud, because it's the first name that keeps coming into my head, and I think he's probably the best of the quarterbacks in the bunch.
I agree, by the way.
Yeah. So if you can go move up, grab him, and have him sit a year behind Jimmy Garoppolo, that's fine. And you're all set up. And if
So you're not expecting anything from Jimmy G.
No, I don't expect anything. He can't throw deep. He's kind of a winner, but he can't stay healthy.
I heard a scout once say, if Jimmy G could throw the deep ball, the Niners would have won two Super Bowls.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams' whole game is the deep ball.
Right.
Okay, but this signing for the Raiders is all about giving Josh McDaniels a quarterback that he's comfortable with, that they had obviously experience in New England together. So to me, McDaniels, you know, this is a vote of confidence in the head coach that you just signed last year and paid a lot of money to, that you've already empowered to get rid of Derek Carr, that you're giving him his guy now. This is either got to work or they all got to go.
Well, wait a minute. If it's a bridge quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, I still think he's a bridge quarterback.
Do you think McDaniel's a bridge coach?
Man, I hope so. He's been terrible. But either way, even if he's not, if you can go get somebody else to have, like, what name me a quarterback that really started right away that was great. It doesn't happen very often. It can. It's possible. Like Josh
Brock
Field.
Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, Brock Purdy.
There you go.
There you go.
Fields.
Name one.
Ding, ding, ding.
Fields is playing. He's playing really well now, but I don't even think he's.
Trevor
right
Lawrence
away.
Took a year.
Yeah, it took a
although
year.
That was like Urban Meyer's problem.
Yeah, well, he was terrible. So he's kind of like Josh McDaniels, not very good. But I'm just thinking that if you can bring somebody else in, that's just because you signed a quarterback to a very decent contract, you can still go up and get a quarterback in this draft.
So you're saying get a developmental quarterback.
Yep.
Let him hold a clipboard.
Yep.
Play behind Jimmy G.
Correct.
For a couple of years.
He's going to get injured. He
always
does. Wait
for a new coach.
Well,
and then you turn it around.
I mean, they're probably not going to be very good. And if it all goes to hell, get Caleb Williams.
Again, I think Caleb Williams is going to be a game changer in the league. I just don't know if you can. Here's the question. I think this is a fair question. So I'm a Rams fan and a Rams season ticket holder. Would I be willing to suffer through a horrendous season in order to get Caleb Williams?
Yes.
A 2-15 year.
Why not? If you knew that you were going to have the best pick in the draft.
Oh, think how miserable that is, though.
You still got USC.
It's so miserable.
You can watch Caleb at USC.
You're right. I still have USC.
Literally, just go on Saturday, not
Sundays
Sunday.
Saturdays will be happier than Sundays.
Sell your tickets every week.
Yeah. No,
it's okay.
I like to be there. I like to be there.
I know, but you
for
could.
For the loss after loss after loss.
But see, you I don't did think that one year.
The Rams cannot afford to do that. This year, they did not intend to be 5-12.
Right. They didn't
that was that. Not their expectation.
Do you think Caleb Williams is a Sean McVay-type quarterback?
He's an anybody-type quarterback.
Okay.
I mean, he's the best college quarterback I've ever seen.
More than, like, Andrew Luck?
Yes.
Wow.
Because he's got that crazy escapability that you see, for example, from Patrick Mahomes. The ability to extend plays.
Tall as Caleb Williams.
That's a good question. I don't have Google in my head, but Bergman's going to find it.
He's taller than Bryce Young. That's all I know.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, everybody's taller than Bryce Young.
He's 6'1", according to Google.
Yeah. Okay.
Ish.
Not ish.
He's probably 6'1".
Yeah.
He's probably 6 foot.
I mean, that's why that when you say Mahomes, Mahomes is what, 6'5"? Ask Google.
Ask Google.
Hey,
Google, how tall is
Google.
Patrick Mahomes?
You can do that with your...
Ask Jeeves. 6'2". According to this, he's 6'2", which
really?
Probably puts him at 6'1". Yeah.
Let me try this.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
You don't have a Google phone.
Radio.
You have to say, hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri. How tall is Patrick Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes is 6'3".
Okay.
6'3".
Ask him about Caleb Williams.
Hey, Siri. How tall is Caleb Williams?
You said Siri. You didn't say Siri.
I don't have Siri. I have Siri.
Stop.
I do. I have Siri.
You don't have.
Well, Siri Amazon. Doesn't answer.
You have Amazon.
Like my designer, Amazon. Exactly. I have Siri.
That's
She's like an upscale version of.
Well,
Siri.
You know, you have to entice her to respond.
Yeah, true.
You got to give her a little more there. No, I mean, I think Caleb's great, but it's also. You know, I'm also kind of nervous that, like, he's on the short side and he's small, you know, smaller quarterbacks, and this year's draft might be good. Like, Bryce Young, Heisman Trophy winner, really great, but.
Now, there I worry about the height.
Yeah.
There I think the height is an issue. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next for you. Hey, there's Baker Mayfield still out there, and there's something I dug across that actually makes me really like him. Plus, there's one player out there that if the Rams were to trade for, I would say they're not in tank mode at all. That's coming up next for you. Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Okay, let me see. I'm going to go Sam Smith for 100.
That's it. That's the one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would not have got that at all.
I hate this song.
I could see this being a banger at the club. Like if you were like out at a nightclub, this would be the...
It sounds super creepy to me. All right, so yeah. Momo's in for John. John's back on Thursday, by the way, when we do this gigantic live show from out at Yamava. It's going to be a blast. 909 Sports Bar, tournament tip-off, watch party. Everybody will be live at Yamava from 10 in the morning until 7 at night. We'll give away stuff and autograph memorabilia and all that stuff. Baron Davis is going to be there. It should be a really fun day for the first day of the NCAA tournament. I think UCLA plays at 7, I think.
7 o'clock.
Who do they open up with?
UNC Asheville.
Is that good? 2:15 game?
I know absolutely nothing.
No, it's actually a 7 p.m. game, isn't it?
No, 2 versus 15.
Oh, 2 versus 15.
Yes, 2 versus 15.
That never happens.
It has recently.
Yeah.
Did it?
A 16 beat a 1.
When?
Either last year or the year before.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah. Virginia went down.
Yeah.
Is that the first time ever?
Yep.
It was UMCBC. Right?
UMBC. Yeah,
Maryland, Baltimore County. Is that right?
Let me see.
UMBCB.
Something like that.
Yeah.
One time.
Random letters.
I think I'm right about that.
Yeah. I'm not.
I definitely know it was Virginia that went down.
Maryland, Baltimore County.
There it is.
There it is.
See?
So that was 16 over a 1.
That's right.
That's the only time that's ever happened.
It's the only time.
Yeah.
It happened on the women's side.
Yeah, it was 2018 UMBC versus Virginia men's.
And
basketball.
There's like all these 15s that have. Oral Roberts was a 15 and they won. Right? They beat the 2 seed last year.
Yeah, 15s can win. The big one is the 12-5 if you're filling out your brackets.
Yeah, Duke Oral Roberts is a scary one. Duke's been playing really well. Yeah, I only know a few things. See, you know what's great? This is the time of year where you have just a speck of knowledge and can say things very authoritatively.
Well, I've been saying for weeks, this is the week where we all pretend like we've been watching college basketball
Correct.
All year long.
Can you, okay, come, give me one sentence where you sound like you know what you're talking about.
I think the Bruins are greatly diminished by the loss of Jalen Clark, who was the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year.
Do you think they're overseeded as a 2 seed because of that?
I think losing to Arizona, I think, dropped them to the 2 line, and I understand why Purdue was the 1.
Very good, Mace.
See?
That sounded passable.
Smart guy talk.
It's extremely passable. It's wrong, but it's extremely passable.
All right. Says the UCLA fan.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened.
I teased a couple of things, and Jorge gets very upset when I don't
JJ,
pay these
can
off.
You can you give us one line of knowledge about the NCAA tournament?
That's not my thing. I can't tell you. I
mean, I said very
up.
Authoritatively that the way
up,
to win your bracket is by picking as many of the Final Four teams as you can.
That is true. That is true.
Cool. That was like...
That is a high level.
High level.
High level.
It's a little
analysis.
Bit better than...
I've been around the
pick
block,
the
you know.
Champion.
Yeah. So, Baker Mayfield, it's start of NFL free agency today.
Yep.
If you're just tuning in, it is official that Jimmy G is the quarterback of
there
the
it is.
Las Vegas Raiders. It is also true, we assume, because they're just working on details and waiting for Aaron Rodgers' sign-off, that Aaron Rodgers is going to be a New York Jet. We'll let you know when that happens officially. Now, I came across Baker Mayfield as a free agent. He was great for the Rams, pitching in down the
stretch. Are we going to say great?
Yeah.
For like a game or two.
I saw him beat you.
Yeah, that's true.
Beat the Raiders.
I know, but like, was it the whole time or was it just that one game?
I think he was super solid. I would love to have Baker Mayfield as a backup. So I come across this story. The first thing anybody does when they sign a gigantic contract is they buy a car.
Okay.
And it's generally like a Maybach or a Lamborghini or some fancy kind of car that I will never be able to afford. Baker Mayfield... it was revealed by one of his teammates in Cleveland, when he was in Cleveland. The car that he bought first when he became a Cleveland Brown and signed for all that money, it was a Chevy Bolt. He bought a Chevy Bolt.
I love it.
And I'm like, that is actually cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's... I am not a big believer that your car is your identity. I know this is a big...
But I do think it says something about you.
Yeah.
Like, I have always ever driven Hondas.
Yeah.
Like, I am a Honda person. My mom had Accords. I drove her Accord. She just gave it to me when I was, after 2 years of me riding my bike around college.
Right.
Okay. And then finally, for my junior year, I had a car. And then that's all I've ever bought. And I could I go buy a Tesla or something?
Yeah.
I could, but I don't want to. I like having my Honda. I like my nice, sensible Honda Accord.
What was your first car?
A Honda Accord.
Honda Accord.
That's all I've ever driven. They drive forever. They're reliable.
They do.
You can always, like, you'd never go to a place, like, to get a, you know, a oil. Like, if anything's wrong with it, there's a million dealers you can go to
right.
to fix it. Like, I don't need, and also, I feel like that's kind of who I am. What?
What?
Sam Darnold to the Niners.
Oh! Sam Darnold to the Niners.
1 year deal with former Panthers quarterback Sam Darnold.
Well, they're gonna need him.
No, man.
Well, Brock Purdy's out for like
Brock
half
Purdy
the year at least.
Is out for a while.
That means Sam Darnold is your game one starter for the 49ers.
Sam Darnold.
This is, I mean, he might be okay there.
Nah.
They have such a good defense. They have such a good. They have so many other weapons.
All
like,
he's
got
to do is manage a game.
Yeah.
At what point do we stop saying Sam Darnold's going to be good anywhere?
No, he's not going to be good.
Exactly. Everywhere he goes, like, he's, oh, this is a good spot for him. He's
going to
be good.
I will bet mythical money that Sam Darnold
so
will not be bad.
Not be bad.
How do we define
that?
That?
Yeah. How do you measure not be bad?
He'll be benched by week 3.
Okay, that he will not be benched by week 3.
So you think he's going to be, okay, how much
serviceable? $10,000.
$10,000
that
he's
still the starter
after week 3.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that.
But doesn't that come down to whether or not Brock Purdy
yes.
He's got an elbow strain. Like, that's like he's got like Tommy John surgery or something, right?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so he don't come back from that fast.
I don't know what the prognosis on Brock Purdy is.
It was like a year from when he got hurt.
But Trey Lance should be ready, though.
But it's the Sam Darnold era in San Francisco.
Hey. Or Trey Lance.
Yeah.
We'll but the Niners are so good otherwise. Like, they literally don't need him to do much at all.
Yeah, give the ball
give
to
Debo. Give the ball to McCaffrey and Debo.
Those guys.
Don't turn it over. That's it.
Sam Darnold to the Niners.
He's reunited with Christian McCaffrey. There you go.
Yeah, so, true that.
Yeah.
Get excited, Jorge. JJ.
Jorge is a Niners fan. Can't get himself worked up over that one.
Thanks, Greg.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make you happy on a Monday.
Okay, so I've got a suggestion. You ready? Austin Eckler of the Chargers has requested a trade.
I saw that. What's up?
He has 1 year left on his deal.
Okay.
$6 million. He wants a new deal.
Of course.
So that means in order to make a deal, you've got to compensate the Chargers and give Eckler a new deal.
Yep.
18 touchdowns last year, 900 rushing yards, 700 receiving yards. I've seen fly by on Twitter that the Rams may have interest. If the Rams make a move for Austin Eckler, I think it means they aren't tanking. You don't bring a player like that in if you're going to tank. Now, I don't know that that's, again, just saw it among the teams interested.
All I want to know is, are they going to have five good offensive linemen? Because I think that they can still win.
Yeah, they can't. Last year, they had 13 different offensive line combinations. They lost two starting offensive linemen for the year before the season.
All their money needs to go to that area. Whatever they do in the offseason, it almost doesn't matter unless they get some competent offensive linemen.
Keep Stafford upright.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. They've done nothing so far. That's the very latest.
You know what? Rams. You know what you sound like?
What?
You sound like a guy who needs some hope.
I do need some
Somebody
hope.
Give Steve Mason some hope.
I don't think we got any love here. There's no hope for this. Like, why would you bring in
You sounded
Austin?
Like deflated there. You're like, they've done nothing.
They've done nothing.
Well, like, look at your running back situation. It's Cam Akers, right?
I like Cam Akers
a
lot.
He was good at the end of the year. He's an unrestricted free agent next year.
Yeah.
He's on a $1.5 million deal this year. Why would you spend on a different running back?
It's a toy for Sean McVay.
And it's also $6 million to just... You trade for him for this year. You don't have to pay him.
Well, that I mean,
I don't.
It's
think
like it's, the Jalen Ramsey trade.
They've given him permission to seek a trade. Oh, I don't think he's going to go somewhere where he doesn't.
Okay,
pay
right. Fair enough. Right. Yeah,
and he's a running back. So I mean, like, how long do running backs really last?
Well, I mean, he's still on the front half of his career.
I just wouldn't give a running back a massive amount of money.
No, they're not as highly paid as other positions. They're actually one of the lower paid. Well, positions on average in the league. Yeah, they don't last. All right, we're going to do some What's Up, Fool? Bergman, you got good stuff?
I got stuff.
All right, we will do that coming up next. And then at 3 o'clock today, we will curse somebody who has cursed us.
So it's like a double negative curse. It's like the boomerang.
Right.
He
cursed us.
So you curse him back.
We're cursing him. Yeah, that's coming up next at 3. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks very much, Chris. All right, well, we have our winners.
Do we have our winners?
We have our winners. Caller 7, caller 10 for the Papa Shot Challenge.
Yes. All right.
Caller number 7 going to be your partner, Mason. Yes. Elvis Carlos from Rialto.
Elvis, you are so lucky.
So you automatically win a $50 Island gift card.
And I'm going to win the whole damn thing.
You know what? Of the Papa Shot or who's against who?
Everybody at the station.
Well, it's all going to get set up. And Ireland has caller number 10 for Ireland's partner is going to be Paul Rodriguez from Ventura.
Sorry, Paul.
So you win $50 Ireland's gift card, and each of them have a chance to win a $500 gift
card. So he's got to drive from Ventura.
He's not going
to. Well, no,
partner.
He's not going to be here.
Oh, okay.
No, we're going to shoot on their.
Oh,
behalf.
Got it. Okay, now I get it. I thought you were actually like teaming up. Like, so, this is your.
So if I want, no, if I
you
win
have to beat Ireland.
The Papa Shot, then my guy wins $500 at Islands.
I think you're going to you could win the Papa thing. Shot because Ireland is not practicing.
There's a luck factor. There's a
definitely.
Big luck factor.
Did you see the TikTok video going around of the grandma who's like a ringer?
No.
There's like a grandma ringer of like on Papa Shot. Like, she was just like unconscious. Just boom, 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 boom.
Forever young. All right, what do you got?
What's up, fool?
All right, so did you see Shams Charania posted this earlier today? NBA and NBPA moving closer to agreement to establish rule that a player must play in a minimum number of games to be eligible for major awards as part of a potential new collective bargaining agreement. Momo, do you like this new rule if it passes?
I do. I've heard that the players were actually talking about that at All-Star break. Like when they had their meeting, that was some of the discussion. And it's the first step towards putting in incentivizing players
to play more games.
To play more games. Like, you know, last night, one of the things I didn't realize this about him until last night. Do you know Julius Randle's played in all 70 of the Knicks games this year?
Wow.
And there's another guy, that Hartenstein guy that you were knocking earlier, so is he. There's another guy who's played 69 of 70.
The one who locked up AD last night?
Yeah, that guy. Julius Randle makes it a point to play in all the games.
Sure.
And should be something people aspire to. That should be like an expectation.
Yeah.
And I asked him about it, and he goes, yeah, I take pride in that. Like, I put a lot of work and sacrifice into my body. And, like, I feel like we've sort of made load management okay. Like, yesterday, if ever there was a day for a player to sit out, it would have been Julius Randle yesterday.
Yeah.
They lost three in a row, no Brunson. He's had three bad games in a row where he looked like he was tired. Dude played and scored 33.
Yeah.
It's good. You know, gotta incentivize that.
I think this is going to have absolutely no impact whatsoever. I believe that if you play a lot of games, you got a shot. Already, if you play a lot of games, you got a shot at the MVP. And if you don't, you don't have a shot at the MVP.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's just logical and it's numbers. If you only play 50 games, you're not going to get MVP consideration. Everybody already has in their head, yeah, you got to play at least.
But the other awards, not just MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Most Improved, All-NBA, like those things matter. So I think when you look at a guy like Anthony Davis, for example, how many games AD played this year?
40-something.
Yeah,
40-something.
Do you think he makes an All-NBA team?
No.
I mean, when he's played, he should be an All-NBA player. But will he have played enough by the end of the regular season?
No.
I don't know.
No.
And when there's a tiebreaker, usually you use games played as the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So I think it already does affect things, but if you sort of codify it into law.
See,
that's a big word.
I think it's already happening, so the codification doesn't matter.
I don't know if that's a word.
Codification? You better believe it's a word.
You're going to make me look this up.
Codification
is absolutely a word.
Absolutely.
That's
the action or process of arranging laws or rules according to a system or plan.
Bowling Green State University rules.
It just means you make something law. That's something, right?
Yeah.
Write it in the books.
Yeah. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
All right, so this is a strange story I saw over the weekend. Warner Brothers Discovery believes the HBO in HBO Max turns away a lot of potential subscribers. I just don't know what they want to call it. Do you want to call it Max? It sounds like Cinemax.
So why what do you mean? Because it's confusing that there's two things?
People don't like the fact that it says HBO Max. So I don't know
what
you mean.
I'm very confused by it as well because on my smart TV, I have the old one too.
HBO Plus, whatever it is. Which I don't think they
I think
use
we have
anymore.
To remove it. And sometimes I go to the wrong one and then I have to like restart my cable box because it's hard to get out of there. Like the Apple TV, right?
Right?
I get like stuck in there and I'm like, how do I exit? It's confusing.
Here's what it says
real fast.
Yeah,
the company plans to charge $10 a month for the advertising supported tier of the new service, which is expected to be named Max.
Just Max.
Just Max.
But it's not HBO?
No. Here's what it's okay. So
I don't get it. Now I'm even more confused.
Okay. So here's my understanding. There's all kinds of stuff on Discovery.
Okay.
So Discovery and HBO are now the same company, the same thing.
Their own, yeah.
Yeah.
They've merged.
So that merger is going to be called Max, and HBO will be part of that. It will be inside Max, which includes all Discovery's programming.
Mm. Isn't that a mistake?
Yeah.
I mean, HBO
is the better brand.
HBO is a great brand. They're going to keep it alive inside
it's
this
not
Max
TV,
thing.
It's
I mean,
HBO.
Like, the bong and then like the with the... You know, the TV sound. That's in your head.
Look,
Yeah, totally.
HBO is like the most reliable,
good
original content provider. They always have The Last of Us, fantastic. Succession is coming back, fantastic. White Lotus was great. I mean, they always have something good going.
This feels like they merge. They feel like they need to do something different. And they really don't. Like, they're overthinking it.
Yeah.
I always think the best brand should win. So the best brand name, Like if like ESPN and ABC, that's pretty close.
Yeah, but I think...
But we're merged, and so it'll say ESPN, ABC, and then sometimes it's on ABC and sometimes it's ESPN. It's confusing. Yeah, see,
that
I know
that sound
that's
is iconic. That's in your brain.
It is.
It is, you're
it's
right.
The best brand. What's Discovery? Sometimes they got Shark, like the Shark shows.
My 600-pound sister.
Naked and Afraid.
Discovery, my 600-pound sister.
Apparently Naked and Afraid is really good.
It is good. I watch it.
Yeah.
But I like the XL show.
Pimple
I like Naked
Popper?
And Afraid XL.
Is Pimple Popper on Discovery?
I mean, like, Discovery's Dr. too
Pimple
disparate.
Dr.
Too...
Pimple Popper.
I mean, do they have Duck Dynasty on that? Is that where that
maybe,
is?
Maybe.
I don't know. I've Stuff never like watched that. Discovery.
Yeah, I don't
either. I do. Right. I do watch Naked and Afraid, and they have a million shows there. Some kind of, like, Alaskans and the...
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, they're fishing and yeah, survival
up,
shows.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
All right. So... Looking for a way out of
what's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, JJ?
JJ Briones.
I actually kind of like it. I think you should lean in.
All right. So would you rather have your hand and footprints displayed at the Chinese theater or a star in the Walk of Fame?
Oh.
Well, the bigger deal to me is...
The star.
No. In reality, the biggest of the big stars have the handprints and the footprints.
Correct.
I would settle for the star. But
wow.
I don't think I'm... I think I'm qualified for a star. I think... Mason
There's a lot of stars.
I think Mason and Ireland should be a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
So you'd share that with John?
Of course. 30 years? Yeah,
as long as
absolutely.
Your name goes first.
Yeah, it always does. It always does.
Yeah.
But the hand foot, the handprints and the footprints is like the biggest of the big
it
stars.
Is.
So that's like where Tom Cruise is. And stuff
yeah, the
like
reason that. I ask it is because the Chinese theater's first permanent display in the forecourt will be Kobe Bryant's foot and handprints.
Oh,
oh that's
wow.
cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's reserved for the biggest of the exactly, big stars. Yeah, that's so. Where Kobe belongs.
Yeah. So you would want a star? How about you, Mo?
I think the star. It's like, it's got your name. I mean, there's a lot of stars out there. Like, when you walk around Hollywood, you're like, oh, really? They got a star? There's, like, a lot of people who I don't know how they have a star. Never heard of them.
Correct. Somebody
paid some money.
Someday, somebody will walk by the Mason and Ireland star yeah. and say, who the hell were they? But we'll be there.
It's a hell
it.
Of a legacy. Exactly.
Why is this here?
How did they get on here?
What's that, fool?
All right, so Shohei Ohtani was struck out by a pitcher from the Czech Republic, and I'm going to get the name wrong, but Andre Satoria. Satoria is an electrician by trade.
Nice.
Is this just baseball, or should Shohei be embarrassed by this?
Oh, no. Shohei should not be embarrassed by this.
If he's struck out by an electrician?
Well, the guy can obviously pitch, too.
Well, but
how hard was the guy throwing?
Leagues.
How hard was he throwing?
I don't know.
Was he throwing gas?
I mean, he struck him out.
Wait a minute. Here's a question. Was he electric?
Oh. But dump bump.
That's pretty funny, man.
He's so proud of himself. Look at him.
He had electric stuff.
He's electric.
Boogie, oogie, oogie, oogie.
Sorry.
No.
It's actually harder to hit slow pitching than it is to hit fast pitching.
It's
so
baseball.
We would. What do you got?
It's
what do you
baseball.
Got, JJ?
It's baseball.
It's baseball.
Like. It, you know how sometimes they'll bring in the left fielder to throw in the 15th inning?
Right.
And, like, they'll strike somebody out? It's like that.
Alberto was one of our best relievers.
He was great.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you're normally used to seeing the ball come in at 98, and then all of a sudden it's, like, 81.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of out in front, and you have to sit back and wait. It's kind of hard. Now, if you gave him a couple at bats, I guarantee you he wouldn't strike out.
Oh, he'd probably
it's just your timing's off. We used to have trouble, like, in the we'd play Pac-10 games on the weekends, and everybody there was throwing gas. They're electric. And and then you'd go and you'd have these midweek doubleheaders against, like, the local teams. And I don't want to say anything bad about the local teams, but it was, like, St. Mary's, San Jose State, right? Like,
right.
San Jose, you know, what's the other one? Sac State.
Yep.
And the... you think, like, okay, this is where I'm going to get right. I'm going to face the, like, non-Pac-10 All-American pitcher. And, like, you go 0-for-4. Like, dang it. Like, I can't even hit this pitcher. This
right.
is terrible.
Yeah, I mean, nobody bats 1,000,
yeah.
right?
No, it's fine.
That's not, yeah.
I just wanted to get out there.
I was making a sophisticated point, and you were like.
I actually think it's cool that somebody who's an electrician is.
Forever. This guy forever is going to be like, I struck out Shohei Ohtani.
It's awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah. Make a movie about it.
Absolutely.
Rookie
What's that, fool?
All right, so I have a little bit of a dilemma coming up this Thursday.
Okay.
So UCLA plays at 7:05 in their first round matchup. First UNC Asheville, like we've talked about. I live about 2 to 2.5 hours away from Yamava. It's going to be during what's it called?
Rush hour?
Rush hour. That's the word I'm working
yeah,
for. Thank
that's
you.
It.
I got you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. So, and it might be 3 hours. Will the show
rush hour
ends at
adds more than a half hour?
Well, I mean, from Yamava, it shouldn't be too much of the rush hour. Not
show ends at 4:15.
Show ends at 4:15. Probably can't get into the car till 4:30, 4:45.
I think you're going against traffic. I think you're going the opposite
either
way.
Either way, I don't know how much it matters.
It's a haul.
Should I stay and watch the game and stay at Yamava, or should I leave
home for the game?
Right. So what should I do here? Should I stay and watch the game at Yamava? Leave
definitely
around 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Definitely. Yeah, that's what I would do.
That's what I would do.
Because you're going to be so sad. I mean, it is a first round game,
but
still, you can listen on the radio.
Oh no! Not for a champ. Not for a tournament.
Okay, so you got to stay.
Not for a tournament.
Yeah, you've got to watch.
You got to stay because you're going to be so mad.
If I miss even a little bit, I'll be so angry.
Yeah, go home, watch the second half.
What are you going to get like halfway through?
It doesn't work that way for me.
By the way, they're going to be up 30.
Yeah,
I would hope so.
Yeah,
don't jinx it.
But you know, like I almost always advocate for like staying later and missing traffic.
Yeah.
It's like when I drive home from basketball games, there's no traffic. It's fine. We work the locker room afterwards, and you're home
right,
in 35
and
everybody's
minutes. Everybody's gone, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah,
and you don't have to wait for traffic to get
and then every once in a while, you drive home, and there's like some road construction, and you're like, oh.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Yamava is worth the drive.
Oh, it absolutely is.
It's worth the drive. I mean, that place is unbelievable. The 909 Sports Bar, where we're doing the show from on Thursday, going to be really cool. They've got like 1,000 TVs.
Yeah,
just and totally also, pig out.
As many TVs as Steve Ballmer's arena is going to have toilets.
Toilets!
I'm so sad for you that you were not here
know,
for that
I
sound.
I missed it. I missed it.
Yeah, Ireland was really into that.
Toilets! Land of 1,000 toilets.
Toilets!
Can we have a real discussion about the toilets?
Yeah, we'll have it
after the
yeah.
What's up, fool?
Toilet, what's up, fool?
Toilet talk.
It's over.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.